Good evening to all of you, and welcome to this, our fifth of our six Wednesday evening services for the season of Lent. This service is unique in that instead of a traditional sermon, the gospel will be preached tonight through our guest choir, the a cappella choir from Lakeside Lutheran High School in Lake Mills, Wisconsin, near Madison, is on tour in California this year, and we are privileged to have them as our guests tonight. We welcome them and their director, James Beagie, who will be presenting the gospel to us in song this evening. Our order of worship for these midweek services is an order of service called Compline, or prayer at the close of day, an ancient service that was often prayed and observed right before one went to bed, and yet we're observing this ancient service with a modern musical arrangement that begins on page 3 of tonight's service booklet. I invite you to turn to page 3 where we will follow tonight's order of service. Let's take about a half a minute just to observe a moment of silence to direct our minds from our daily lives and to put our minds into a mindset for prayer and meditation on God's Word. And after this brief silence, we'll follow the service that begins on page 3. May God bless you through His Word proclaimed in Scripture and song this evening.
Help is in the name of the Lord. Let us confess our sins in the presence of God and of one another. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father. We have sinned against you in our thoughts, in our words, in our deeds, and in all that we have not done. Forgive us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Deliver and restore us, that we may rest in peace. By the mercy of God, we are redeemed by Jesus Christ, and in him we are forgiven. Let us rest in his peace until the rising of the sun, when we shall serve him in newness of life. Tonight we hear the fourth portion of our Savior's Passion History according to Mark's Gospel. This segment records the events of Peter's denial and the Roman trial before Pontius Pilate. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. "You also were with that Nazarene Jesus," she said. But he denied it. "I don't know or understand what you're talking about," he said, and went out into the entryway. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." Again, he denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." He began to call down curses on himself, and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about." Immediately, the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." And he broke down and wept. Very early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin reached a decision. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied. The chief priests accused him of many things. So again Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of." But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom at the feast to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate, knowing it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they shouted. "Why, what crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. This is the word of the Lord.
"Into your hands I commend my spirit. Redeemed me, O Lord God of
Thank you. Through Christ, that rock upon which our faith is built, we are complete. Only by his mercy will we one day stand before his throne in heaven. Through Christ's redemptive work, we are completely forgiven, declared completely righteous, and as a result, live our lives in spiritual peace. Our faith in Christ allows us to press on through the storms of life, knowing that our gentle shepherd will never leave us or forsake us. May we gladly serve him, always witnessing to the great things Christ has done for us.
Thank you.
Our service continues on page 11 of tonight's service booklet.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Keep me as the apple of your eye. In righteousness I shall see you. Merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us.
Good evening once again to all of you. I would thank the choir from Lakeside Lutheran High School, but they either went over to the gym or we missed the rapture. I think they went over to the gym. So please, as you have opportunity, head on over there and give them your greetings and appreciation for their musical proclamation of the gospel and song tonight. We especially thank their director, James Beagie, for leading the choir tonight. And we're very grateful that God gave them safe travels out here. They're doing at least one more day of touristy sorts of stuff tomorrow in the Bay Area. And we pray that God also give them a safe journey back home to Wisconsin at the end of their tour out to California. If you have agreed to host students, if you signed your name up on that chart, do not leave without taking students home with you. Because while the grass in my backyard is comfortable, there are skunks. So we don't want them to experience that, nor do we want them to find out firsthand just how comfortable these padded pews are. So if you are hosting students, head on over to the gym at your earliest convenience, not immediately, but in a couple minutes after we're done greeting everybody and everybody's dismissed, and we will line up hosts and guests and find out specific details regarding returning the students back here to St. Mark's tomorrow morning. Those are the announcements. If you missed the Sunday service announcements, you can find those on the tables as you exit the church this evening. One other reminder is that we are taking a free will offering for Lakeside Lutheran High School and their choir. The offering that was gathered tonight was the regular St. Mark's offering. If you would like to leave a offering for the choir, there are two little tables or stands in the back of church with offering plates. And if you would be so kind as to leave something to help to defray the expenses of their trip tonight, you're welcome to offer a donation to the choir in that way. Those are the announcements. Please feel free to greet one another before you're dismissed. Have a great night. God be with you tonight, and we will see you again on Sunday. Thank you.